Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mark Rawson on Spiritual Connections Radio, and we're tuning in for another great night of conversation with another spiritual person. And of course, as we know, we call the different types of things that we can learn or do or have as far as jobs in the spiritual industry, we call them modalities. And we have a real special guest with us this evening that's going to be talking about one of those modalities, and we're actually going to do some really powerful work tonight with everybody, and it's always great to have everybody on. As always, if you want to find out more about the radio show or the fact that we actually have individual radio shows that are sprouting up with us under Spiritual Connections Radio, such as my co-host Pam has her show every Monday.
We have another
bunch of other shows that are going to be starting in May. Including a new show that we're going to be starting up called The Men's Hour, which is going to be a bunch of spiritual men sitting around talking about their experiences and everything like that. We're really excited about that show starting up in May and you know, kind of giving the spiritual, view from the man's perspective. As I was about to say, if you want to find out more about our shows and our guests and the other shows that are starting up and everything, please check out our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that long intro, as we heard my great co-host, Pam. Pam, are you there?
I certainly am. I'm waiting for you.
Go ahead, Pam.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. You are on air with Pam Latour and Mark Rawson. Mark is our host tonight, and I'm the co-host. We have an amazing guest tonight, a woman by the name of Lisa Sweet. Now, Lisa has over 35 years of education and experience in clients' assistance in gaining balance in their life through energy healing and coaching sessions. Now, the interesting thing we're going to talk about tonight is something called integrated energy therapy, and I'm going to let her explain this to you. And apparently this is the basic version of integrated energy therapy, or IET, and I know nothing about it, so we're going to get right to it. Lisa Sweet, are you there?
I sure am, Pam. Thanks so much.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mark, for having me on the show tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for being with
us. Yeah, thank you for being here, Lisa. It's such a treat. I know from all the work you've done, I've really been looking forward to having you on the show. And so why don't you tell us, what is IET?
So IET is a wonderful complementary holistic therapy. It works really well with other healing arts, or it can be used alone. You can mix it with, traditional healing modalities as well. So it's an attunement-based, powerful self-healing technique, somewhat similar to Reiki, but on a much higher frequency or a more advanced level, should I say. Reiki is a wonderful, wonderful therapy and works well with IET. But IET really gets the issues out of your tissues. That's kind of the logo for it.
Great tagline.
It is. It supports you, you know, in safely and gently releasing limiting energy patterns of your past. Helps empowering and balancing your life right now and helping you evolve into your future.
How did you get started in this?
It's so funny. We had my dear friend, started out as my chiropractor, and now I'm calling my man bestie. He asked me to co-start with him a healing group here in town. So probably 2007 or so, 2006, mm-hmm. 2007, somewhere around in there. And so we had a great group of eight people from all walks of life, you know, engineers like me, doctors, service people, teachers, you know, just every kind of mix you can think of. And one of the people in the group had gotten the training and invited us all to come and, you know, be part of her first class. And it just took off from there because it is an amazing, wonderful modality.
Okay. Well, so what is it in exactly, and how can it be used? You said it was energy like Reiki, only at a different frequency or a higher frequency, and you said it could be used with Reiki. Those are the two things we know at this point.
Right.
Can you explain any more about what it is exactly and how we can use it?
Sure. So it was developed by an engineer named Stephen Thayer,
mm-hmm.
and he worked with his guides, and specifically Angel Ariel, is channeling this probably lost modality to him back in the 80s. And then he has refined this technique that uses a divine angelic energy ray, like the violet ray, that works directly with your 12-strand spiritual DNA.
Excuse me, Lisa, I'm not sure where the noise is coming from, but there's a lot of interference happening from either Mark or you in terms of something that's touching the microphone, or because I'm picking up a lot of extra noise. So wherever that's coming from, let's try not to touch the mic, or maybe it's coming from Mark. I don't know, but let's keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that noise was really getting to me.
No worries.
So you were talking about an integrated energy therapy.
Mm-hmm. And so basically explain kind of what it is. It's an attunement-based self-healing technique to help people self-heal, help others heal. You know, you're just a channel or a conduit to help others heal. Like with most modalities, when you use this ray or energy to channel through to your client or person that you're working with.
When you say attunement-based, Lisa, what do you mean for those people that have maybe never done Reiki and aren't sure what that means?
Sure. So in order to connect with the angelic realm and to be able to channel that information, you go through a class
mm-hmm.
where a master instructor like me will attune you to that frequency. So there's a process that happens during the training session that will attune you, and you're able to heal yourself and others right in your first class. eight hours of training, and you're ready to start and go.
And you mentioned that it was on a higher frequency than Reiki. Does that mean it's more effective than Reiki?
I think it's very effective. Reiki has its wonderful modality and had its you know time, you know over the last 100 years or so, but consciousness and the frequency of the earth has raised above that.
Hmm.
It's a great place to start, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with Reiki. It's a wonderful tool. I am a Reiki master, in three or four different styles. But the energy work of the violet ray or the IET energy is much higher frequency for today's consciousness.
And the whole violet ray vocabulary, is that something that is sort of embedded into the work, the integrated energy therapy? Do they call it the violet ray energy, or is it connected with Saint Germain in any way, which is who uses the violet ray? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Because I'm not sure I do.
Yes. So Angel Ariel refers to the energy beam or ray that you channel as mm-hmm. a violet ray.
Okay.
So if it's the same one that I know of for Saint Germain,
mm-hmm.
because it's a transmuting energy
mm-hmm.
ray.
Exactly.
Is what that is. And that is what IET does. It transmutes the and we'll get into that here in a minute. It transmutes and out the bad and brings in the good.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
And in what sort of situation would you use it? You mentioned you could heal yourself and you could heal others. Can you make changes in reality with this concept? Like in Reiki, I know you can think of the solution for a problem, for example, and then use your symbols to generate the energy to make that happen. Is it similar to that? Do they have symbols?
Yes, there are symbols.
Okay.
But let me kind of go over some of the benefits or why you would want to use IET.
Okay.
What it might be used for.
Good.
So it supports your self-healing on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Clears out energy blocks, you know, that limit your health or life purpose or prosperity or creativity. It painlessly identifies and releases your deep suppressed feelings and your poor cellular memories. Another good one. Provides gentle yet powerful support for survivors of childhood traumas such as physical or sexual abuse, alcoholic or dysfunctional families. And it empowers you to experience fulfilling, loving relationships in all areas of your life.
How wonderful. Would you say this was an ongoing process of releasing trauma from your cells or your DNA or can you do this in a short period of time, or is it something that it's an ongoing process that takes your lifetime? What would you say to that?
In my experience, which is, let's see, about five years of working on someone,
mm-hmm.
probably at least once or twice a day, because I've had some clients that were long-term health issues,
mm-hmm.
Where you use different modalities on them and such, depending on what their needs are, but generally I find the IET is a one-time. You do it one time, and it clears, you know, for the basic. There's three different levels that work on. Basic level works on the past. intermediate level works on the present issues, and then advanced works on future souls mission, things like that.
Okay. Let me interrupt you for just a second, because I didn't understand something. You were talking about working on someone a couple times a day, and then you I think it was just a change in thought, but I couldn't follow it, where you said, well, you only have to do it once. And
what I was trying to get at is that everyone's different.
Okay.
Everyone has their own specific needs. For example, a couple of clients that have deep, difficult, already in the physical body issues.
Mm-hmm.
That doing an IET session on them supports and helps them in their long journey back to health. But generally, I'd say a significant amount of people only need a session once to clear out their past and cellular issues and restructure, so that they can move forward. It's almost always a one shot of a full IET session, and there you go.
Wow.
I know.
That sounds powerful.
It's very powerful, especially on pets.
Really?
Yeah. It's a really good job. I've only had one animal that I've worked on that did not respond completely to a session the very first time.
So let's start it like the foundation of the session, Lisa, if you don't mind, because I want our audience, and for me as well, I'd like to understand, when you do a session, for example, with me or with a dog, how does that vary? And do you ask questions? Do you just do the attunement? How does it work exactly?
Hey, Pam, can I actually ask her a side question first?
Sure.
Yeah, hold on for 1 second. I want to just go back to the notes here. And I guess one of the things I want to know is, did we talk about what are the access points?
No, that's coming up.
No, we haven't got there yet.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure if we wanted to talk about access points, but go ahead.
Yeah, we do want to, but we're not there yet. We're just starting. An hour just definitely is not enough.
Yeah, there's a lot to this modality.
Yeah. So, Lisa, tell me about when you start the process. What do you do? Do you ask questions? Do you do the attunement first? How do you operate with that?
It depends on what the client would like.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'll ask, is there anything special you'd like to work on? And they'll either say or they won't.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it a couple different ways. You can do it, you know, in person, hands-on, just
mm-hmm.
like similar to a Reiki session. There's access points that I'll touch on certain parts of your person.
Mm-hmm.
You're fully clothed. You're comfortable on a massage table. Maybe listening to some nice music, whatever the client likes, whatever makes them feel comfortable.
Okay.
Usually within the second or third access point, they're either asleep or, you know, comfortably super relaxed. It starts to work right away.
Okay, so let's use that example, and let's say I came to you and I said, I want to clear my past. So is it a touching thing where you put someone on the table and address access points?
Yes, that is one of the ways. You can also do it remotely.
Okay.
Or what do you call it? Distance or even absentee.
Okay.
So say, you know, you want to, you know, you're working right now, you don't have time, you want to work on it later tonight, I don't have time, so we can set up there's no time and space constraints.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do it now, and you can pick it up later.
Mm-hmm. So
there's lots of ways to do it.
Okay.
And you'll feel it. I don't think I've ever had anybody that doesn't feel the energy. Very, very interesting.
Very powerful, apparently. Mm-hmm. So how many access points are there? And if, you know, there's just so much to this. It seems so intricate in terms of information. Like, for example, when you have someone and you're touching them, okay, how many access points are there? And if you can't touch them, if they're remote, how does that work?
Right. So there are cellular memory areas. There's nine of them, and to me there's 10, but you use the access for the seventh area. Is kind of a combination, but the organs are all in the same area. So the spleen, the liver, and the gallbladder are all together. And they get the same releases and imprints. So kind of let me start at the top. How about that?
Good.
So let's see. So you start at the top of the head, which is where your seventh chakra is. And you have emotional causes of energy blocks in that area that'll have, you know, maybe you have feelings of having done wrong in some way that's never been forgiven, that you feel guilty, or maybe, you know, you fear punishment from God or family or government, something like that. And this results in limits in your life, creating, you know, a feeling of being separate from spirit. God, creator, all there is, whichever, you know, term you would like to use.
Right.
So what we do is access that area, and that is where guilt is stored, and you release that and imprint innocence. That's the energy of innocence. The energy of innocence that allows expansion, you know, into new areas of living your soul purpose.
And I like that. So you don't just dissipate what was there, but you also imprint something positive and nurturing and productive.
Exactly. Always fill the hole.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the top of the head. How many access points are there?
So there's 9 total.
Okay. Yeah, you did say that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. If you count 7, you know, the 7th one, all 3 of those organs together, then there's 9. I always separate them. But.
Okay. So it's like Reiki from the sense that you go down and you touch the body in different places. How do you do it remotely?
So you can use a surrogate, like a special stuff. There or you know, or a stuffed doggy.
I like it.
Or you just visualize. Mm-hmm. I started out with a special little love bear that I picked up at Valentine's Day, and now I've been doing it a lot of times, so I can easily visualize the person laying in front of me, and I just do the access points in the air.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how about animals? You mentioned that it works really well on dogs. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, dogs, cats, horses, pigs, lizards, all kinds of animals.
You know, the lizard families, you know, you very seldom hear about healing them.
Yeah, they really don't have any trauma issues, I don't guess, or any bad behaviors that need correcting.
So how do you do that?
So same exact manner. The access points are, because the physiology of a dog is different than a human, the access points are a little bit different places, but pretty close to the same.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's say it's a dog in a shelter in a kennel, and it's an aggressive dog, and that's what they want to remove or release. Then you can sit outside of their kennel and soothingly talk to them. And while you do the session, they'll usually just sit right down and go, oh, awesome. Thanks. or you can do it remotely. I do a lot of remote work. You know, other countries, there's no space constraints at all.
My dog loves it. Yeah, time and space don't really exist the way we perceive it.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. How IET is used to help a person. Now, that's on the talking points.
Mm-mm.
And I wanted to talk to you about if you learn this, for example, how would we learn it? How would one learn how to do this?
So it's pretty easy. It's the, no pressure kind of class. You can go to learnIET.com,
mm-hmm.
and over on the right hand side there's a little button for find an instructor. There are over 2,300 instructors all over the world, so there's going to be one in your neighborhood that can teach you. You start out with basic IET. And when you finish that 8-hour class, you're ready to go.
Go ahead.
Pricing is pretty fixed. It's very inexpensive. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, how many levels are there? Like in Reiki, there's three different levels. Are there three different levels in IET?
There's four.
Four.
There's basic,
mm-hmm.
and there's intermediate. And then there's advanced, and then there's master instructor. There's even one further up than that, which is the teacher's teacher.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And after you learn, do the different levels, I'm sure the different levels give you different types of ability. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
They do. Each class or each attunement builds upon the previous, working on different, trying to think of this. So intermediate works on present techniques that are useful for people in their present life. Advanced level works mostly working with your soul's purpose, helping you find it, identify it, clear it, bring it in. Of course, master instructor is being able to do all the attunements, because only a master instructor can do teaching of the previous. But there's also other great classes for kids, or, how to heal pets, or how to help pets heal themselves. Because it's not the ray per se, it's the whole circle, channeling the ray through your heart into your client or pet to support their own self healing.
See, now this the concept of this is the lavender ray, violet ray,
mm-hmm.
is it there are different rays apparently in healing and in the flow of different ascended masters, for example. Where does this particular ray fall in terms of how powerful it is?
I'm not trained in other colored lights for other modalities. So I really couldn't comment on that.
Oh, that's funny.
I
it was kind of a bizarre question, I suppose.
That's okay. I mean, I could have had training in it, but I haven't really worked with any other modalities that specifically call out, some sort of colored ray that does or doesn't do whatever.
I had read a book once. The foundation of that question was I had read a book once about these 12 rays, And the violet ray was one of them, but there was also all different colors as the light was broken up. And it was almost like there's this divinity that we begin with. It's almost like the sun coming through the rain and creating a rainbow. The light is broken up. And that's what we do with every time we think, every time we operate in this world, we take that divine light and we break it up, which is why we have good and bad and right and wrong and up and down and left and right and whatnot. And I was just thinking about the seventh ray or the lavender ray and how that would apply to that concept. That's all. Now, if I can stop our conversation for just a minute, because this is the time that Mark does his little presentation. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, I am. So you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and if you want to find out more about our radio show or any upcoming guests or other shows that are appearing, you can go to www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Lisa, can you tell us how people can find your website?
Sure. It's www.sweetguidance.com.
Excellent. All right, back to you, Pam.
Okay. And when we go to your website, Lisa, and we go to sweetguidance.com, which is really very sweet, actually, what will we find there? What do you offer people on your website?
Let's see. I have a list of resources.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge library of lots of great things that I've read.
Cool.
So I have that listed out there. And sessions as well as many other modalities, basically whatever the client needs.
They can contact you on the website or from the information on the website and ask for what, a session, an IET session?
You can ask for an IET session, or you can just ask for an energy healing session. I'm also a certified practitioner in many other modalities. You can request training. I offer training as well for IET, that is. And I also do some sound healing.
What was the last thing? What kind of healing?
Sound healing.
Sound healing.
Specifically toning. So I don't use instruments. I use my voice.
How interesting. And so is it like just a tone, or is it a chant? What kind of...
No chanting.
No
chanting. I have perfect pitch. Somehow I inherited it from my dad. And you generate a frequency with your voice that heals. It will correct chakras. It will obliterate tumors. It will balance and ground somebody's energy field. There's all kinds of good things.
Wow. Well, let's go back just a bit to the access points, because we started talking about the access points, and you said there was 10 of them. Well, 9, but 10 for you.
Yeah.
And first I wanted to ask you about what that meant. And second, I wanted to ask you what the access points were.
Sure. So for me, it's 10 because when I'm working on the body, it ends up being 10. So the seventh area, which is for emotional blockages, for resentment and anger, is in the same area of the body. It's where the liver, spleen, gallbladder are. And you imprint forgiveness into all of that whole area back there. But for me, when I work on it, I work on the organ separately. So to me, it's 10.
Okay. All right. So
when you learn it in class, it's 9.
Okay. So the top of the head, and what's the second one?
So the second one is your third eye or sixth chakra.
Okay.
That has to do with feelings of having trusted your intuition and then having been hurt by that experience. Like especially prevalent in experiences of childhood abuse, you know, where that's occurred, or distrust creates uncertainty and doubt about your choices, or even, you know, your own self.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're mainly relying on logic, distrust, aren't in touch with your intuition.
Hmm.
So you take that, and you... you know, clear that blockage and input trust. And it allows you to move through life spontaneously. Choices and decisions are made easily and you know, a full blend of your mind's logical and intuitive capabilities.
I love it. And what's the third one?
The third one is your throat and lungs, and your fifth chakra area. And where you have feelings of being shamed or unsure of yourself, maybe low self-esteem or low confidence, feelings of having swallowed, you know, your self-expression, having your expressions of being ignored and being made wrong, you know, for expressing yourself. So we take that... energy of shame and imprint an energy of spiritual pride, which allows you to feel worthy and open and filled with self-esteem and you know, the energy of your soul's purpose so it can unfold. And this is not, you know, ego pride that's boastful, it's spiritual pride that's humble.
That's lovely. And so the next one would be your heart, I'm guessing.
You would think so, but there's a couple in the middle.
Oh.
So there's
okay.
The back of the neck and the shoulders, which are where threat and the shoulds are. So, you know, feeling threatened physically or emotionally or mentally, you know, somewhere in your past or currently, or even spiritually. And threats can be real or imagined. They still get embedded in your tissues. And threats often create a muscular tension in the back of the neck. You know, you're crunching up.
Right.
So
many of us have that.
Yes. That's where we get those migraines from, huh? Inside. And so you imprint the energy of support there, and which allows you to feel safe and supported as you discover and express the elements of your soul purpose. This energy can cause you to expect to feel that all your expressions of yourself, you know, can be fulfilled. Love, joy, support. And then the shoulders, you know, the shoulds. I should have done this. I should have done that. You know, it could feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. And you take that. And remove that energy blockage and replace it with freedom. So you can give you permission to follow your heart and, you know, act in accordance with whatever your self-will is. You know, if you can, I can do it if I choose to, or I have permission from myself and my higher self to act, you know, in whatever way is my soul's desire. So you can just go for it. Freedom.
That's great. So for every access point, is there a specific issue? Obviously, there is a specific issue that's usually implanted in that area, and then a specific, when you remove that initial implant, you embed, like, for example, forgiveness or trust in the different access points. Are they pretty much the same all the time?
Yes. So each issue or emotional cause for energy blockages are in those particular, stored in those particular areas.
I see. And what's the next one after the shoulders?
And it's the heart.
Aha.
And Now, you can probably guess which one that one helps, what builds up in there, heartache and betrayal. The feelings that your love's been rejected, or any of the love you were getting is, you know, cut off in some way. You know, it leads to disappointment. You know, even where you could feel like you've been, you know, emotionally stabbed in the back.
Mm. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
Can you share with us like a story about a healing that you've done using this on a dog or an animal?
Sure. So the most fascinating dog I've worked on was a little poodle in another country. And she was a puppy mill mommy. And I guess for probably like 8 years or something ridiculously long. She didn't have use of her front feet. She'd never been outside in the grass. She, you know, had all kinds of bad habits. Wouldn't play with toys, didn't know what a toy was, just, you know, had no idea what being a dog was. So my friend came to me and said, you know, can you help her with IG? And I said, well, let's give it a try. And one session. Now this dog is 12 years old and you know, has been tried to be rehabilitated for what, 5 years or so without much success at all. And one 45-minute session of IET has this little sweetie begging for treats, playing with toys, going to the park, walking on a leash, playing happily with other animals, you know, bad habits gone. It was just truly amazing. The story's on my homepage.
Wow, that's such a beautiful story. Can you share with us an example of something you've seen working on a child or with an adult using this?
Sure. Had a client that I worked on once a week because his system was so fragile. He had ICC, intracranial cancer. Started out in his jaw, throat, migrated his shoulders, and then into the brain. And really significant traditional medicine techniques had to be used to work on that disease. I think there's only like a 3% survival rate on that particular type of cancer. So we worked together once a week for 3 months. During the treatment, and it helped clear out the extra chemo that was, you know, being residual in the system, helped support him, you know, during all of these grueling, really, treatments. He's cancer-free now, of course.
Wow.
From all the work we've done, not, you know, it's not just that, but, you know, we all pooled together. You know, he started singing and opening his voice. All of this, I believe, was the key point for him was his close to chakra, which turned into a pretty messy condition for him. But he's doing really good now. He also mentioned that he found that the remote sessions worked really well within 24 hours, but that the in-person sessions that I actually went up there, it's about 8 hours north of me where I am now, I went there in person, and he said the work in person was instantaneous. So he felt, you know, the chemo leaves a lot of heat in the body. So it pulled that heat out, pulls the extra chemo that they, they're not using anymore. It's all done with its process. It's made him feel good. It made him feel, better.
That's great.
Wow. So it's this incredible story. Lisa, I think one of the exciting things you're going to share with us this evening is right now you're going to get started with telling us about this exercise you're going to step us through. And I think you're going to start with a little explanation of what it is and everything. So thank you for doing this for everybody. I think it's going to be really powerful, not only for the listeners now, but also for anybody who listens to the replay.
You're welcome. Okay. So let me get situated. So what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you what we're going to do first, and then we're going to get situated and do it. So we're going to do a 5-minute empowerment session. This is a wonderful, quick pick-me-up. Before you go to an interview or go on the radio for the first time or, whatever you need. You're feeling down, you need to pick me up. This is a great little modality you can learn in your very first class. So it'll only be 5 minutes once we get started. We will, it's simple yet powerful. It heals the limiting effects of the past and imprints, an expectation of empowerment and expansion for the future. We're going to say a quick prayer, and then we're going to bring in the energy and work through the 9 areas of the body on everyone. And then at the end, we're going to ground you and close the session. So now's a good time that if you're driving or doing any kind of multitasking, you can either go sit someplace quiet, get comfortable, try to not be interrupted. Like I said, if you're driving, you might want to turn this off and listen to the replay later. You don't want to be multitasking. There's no need to help the energy. It'll just flow through you. And remember that you're empowered and it's your free will to accept this energy or not. It will be given freely and it's your choice. So I'm going to do the session, and I'm also going to explain as I go along and in a gentle manner so as to not disturb your nice, quiet enjoyment of this session. All right. If you're in your comfy chair, I want you to know that we've already set the intention to have this energy go to anyone who wants it that's listening to this call right now. We're going to set our boundary to those people that are listening now or on the future, with the future recording. So we're going to say a little prayer inviting my personal angels and guides to work with us. I'm also going to invite your angels and guides to come be with us during this 5-minute empowerment session. We're also going to ask that this session be for your highest good and your highest healing. We're going to also ask that all of us be surrounded in a bubble of love and protection. I'm going to make a connection to Angel Ariel to bring in the angelic energy I'm going to take the burst of energy in my palms and put this energy in each of your abdomens to make the connection from the angelic realm through me and my heart down my arms and into your abdomen. We'll just hold this for a minute. And now we'll start the empowerment imprint. We'll start at the top of your head. We'll imprint the energy of innocence that allows expansion into the new areas of living, your soul's purpose, of your soul's purpose, free of any restrictions of guilt. Let's live your truth now. We'll just hold that for 30 seconds. Next, we'll move on to the third eye. And gently placing my fingers just above your eyebrows. I'm going to imprint the energy of trust. It allows you to move through life spontaneously. Choices and decisions will be made easily. You'll be using a full blend of your mind's logical and intuitive capabilities. Next access point, we'll move on to for the throat and lungs. Here we'll imprint the energy of spiritual pride that allows you to feel worthy, open, and fulfilled with self-esteem as energy of your soul's purpose unfolds. It's a spiritual pride that's humble. Now we'll move to the back of your neck. We'll gently support you to allow you to feel safe and supported as you discover and express the elements of your soul's purpose. This energy causes you to expect to feel all expressions of yourself, love, joy, support. Just a little bit lower down on your shoulders. We'll move and imprint the energy that gives you permission to follow your heart. Act in accordance with your own self-will. You'll be saying, I can if I choose to. I have permission from myself and my higher self to act in accordance with my desires, my soul desires. little bit further down, right behind your heart chakra. Kind of in the middle of your chest and in your back. Will imprint an energy which makes your heart open and easily express its love into the world, as well as receive love from the world. Now down at the bottom of your ribs, where your spleen is, and your liver and your gallbladder on the other side, we're going to imprint the energy of spiritual forgiveness. We'll forget what happened. You just simply let go of the energy connected to it. This imprint is the embodiment of the thought, I forgive you. And I set myself free. Now down towards your mid-hip area, where your adrenals are, we're going to imprint an energy that expects to have ease and empowerment as you express yourself in life, right where those little dimples are. Erasing old patterns of struggle and powerlessness through this imprint of ease, you will naturally expect doors to open and soulmates of all forms to extend a loving hand of support to you on your journey.
2 minutes.
And the last is your kidney area, or imprint energy of safety. It's especially important during times of change to feel safe and be safe. Now I'm going to balance your field, brushing down your field, and then grounding you all.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you. It's great having you both on this evening, Lisa, and for being able to do that powerful exercise with us. And thank you for being here. And just give out your website one last time.
Sure. It's sweetguidance.com.
All right. Good night, everybody. And thank you, Pam, for being on. And have a great night, everybody.
Thank you, Mark. And thanks, Lisa Sweet. It was a lovely show.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye.